Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The International Monetary Fund has revised downward its global economic outlook amid slower-than-expected growth in most of the world's largest economies. The fund cut its global growth forecast for 2015 by 0.3% to 3.5%. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA the cancellation of 174,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. China's economic growth slowed to its weakest in more than two decades, expanding 7.4% in 2014 from 7.7% the previous year. Growth in the fourth quarter of last year was 7.3%, which was the slowest expansion in 5 years. The latest numbers represent a sharp decline from double-digit growth in previous years and adds pressure on the country's leaders as they try to prevent a sharper slowdown in 2015. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,437, is up 5 points. The NASDAQ 4148 up 14. The S&P 500 2014 up 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Precipitation across the Midwest will be somewhat restricted over the coming week, and temperatures are going to continue to be warmer biased. The Western Corn Belt and Great Plains will see the greatest anomaly in the temperatures relative to normal, which is similar to what's occurred over the past couple of days. We've seen high temperatures these past couple of days work their way into the 70s across parts of the Southern Plains from southern Kansas down into Texas. That's real spring-like weather, and that is going to disappear. In fact, if you have any interest in hard red winter wheat country, you should be aware of the fact that a rain and snow event will begin tomorrow and continue on Thursday in the southwest U.S. Plains, which is the one area that has had some rather serious droughty conditions here in the last few months, and that they will benefit greatly from that event. But meanwhile, back here at home, temperatures over the weekend did warm up. We saw a lot of temperatures all the way from Friday into Monday running in a steadily warming trend, with readings peaking out in the 30s and 40s across the north and 50s in the south, even some 60-degree temperatures in parts of Kansas and Missouri. There were a couple of beautiful days there, rather late in the holiday weekend. Well, the lowest temperatures at night, though, they were back into the teens and 20s late last week, but we did get away from that. And temperatures this morning quite a bit warmer across a big part of the Midwest. Precipitation across the region is going to be somewhat restricted, although today we do have some light snow and a little bit of drizzle occurring from portions of northeastern sections of Indiana into Michigan and Ohio. Some of the snow this morning was actually moderate in intensity for brief periods of time. The precipitation over the next few days, though, will not be nearly as significant. In fact, we're probably going to stay away from a significant amount of precipitation for a while. Small disturbances will come and go across the region rather frequently and will end up with a rather limited amount of moisture occurring most often. The exception to this will probably come late in the weekend. At that time, we'll likely see a little disturbance coming in from the northwest. Some might want to try to call it an Alberta Clipper. I don't think there's enough cold air associated with it to quite qualify, but nevertheless, we'll see this precipitation and cooling trend come in during that period of time, Sunday and Monday. We might see some snow across a large part of the Midwest, with maybe a little wintry mix of precipitation in the warmer areas in the south. This system will not be a major event, but it'll probably be the most organized that we'll see for a while across the region. As we move on out into next week a little deeper, we'll probably see another shot of warmer air across the region, and I don't expect any prolonged period of cool weather for us for an extended period of time. Well, down in South America, the forecast is still looking promising for parts of Brazil, with a scattering of showers and thunderstorms expected to bring some relief to the recent drying. With that said, what's left over of that high-pressure system that dominated northeastern Brazil for an extended period of time is going to be moving westward across South America. That's going to bring some heat and dryness for a short period of time to quite a few areas, starting in parts of Paraguay and portions of Mato Grosso do Sul here in the near term. Today through the end of this week, we'll probably see temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s there, and a rather erratic distribution of rainfall. As we move on into next week, though, we'll likely see this high-pressure system disappear after passing through Argentina for a little while, and so we'll end up seeing better rainfall again across parts of Brazil's southwestern crop areas. The bottom line is that everybody that's been quite dry in Brazil will get some shower and thunderstorm activity at one time or another between now and this time next week, with some areas in the center-south crop areas favorably moist by this time next week. Others will still need follow-up rain. And in Argentina, a little bit drier bias will occur for a few days and warmer temperatures, so that'll be beneficial for those areas that have had too much moisture recently. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 567 and three quarters, down 9 1/4. Soft March wheat, 527, down 5 3/4. March corn, 383 1/4, down 3 3/4. May, 390 1/2, down 3 3/4. July, 397, down 4. December, 410 3/4, down 4. March soybeans, 976 1/2, down 15 1/4. May, 982 1/4, down 15 1/4. July, 988 3/4, down 14 3/4. November, 962 1/4, down 13. March soybean meal, $3.23.20, down $3. March soybean oil, $33.02, down 37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, soybeans is certainly the leader to the downside, and I suppose if you're a bull, you need to be on high alert because we're breaking down below the sideways trading range.
Yes, we have, and going back towards where we came from last fall, you got to remember we came from 920 last fall. Here we are at 977, down 15 right now on those beans. So people forget where we came from to go up near that 11, and that's a possibility of going back to that number.
Do you think that there is some support along the way, or is it a free drop essentially to the October lows at 9 1/4?
Well, I think there will be places where it will bounce. There's a couple outfits saying today we could easily bounce back to 10 here in the next 2 or 3 days. So there's all kinds of opinions out there. I don't think it'll be a free fall, but today is after the long holiday weekend, we are down hard.
What do you make of the corn market today?
Corn market down 3 to 4. It got to only down 1 here a half hour ago. So, I mean, it's back and forth also, but it is on the downside. And I would expect sideways to lower with a few bounces. Again, there are people talking about $4 March to be able to sell it. and 425 December to be able to sell it. And those are 15 to 17 away.
How important is 375 March as a level of support in your mindset?
I think there are support levels all over the place. 375 is one of those numbers. I think there's numbers at 379, 381. I think there's all kinds of numbers out there.
What do you make of the oil market continuing to slide?
Well, the crude oil, if you remember, hit the low a week ago and then went up $6 to hit 51 plus. We're back down to 46.40. That's still $2 off its low that we made a week ago. So I think you're sideways there. I think industry expects a big down move one day and then for it to turn around. I think industry expects that it's ought to be, nobody really knows, near lows.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn is 383 and a quarter down, now 383 and a quarter down 3 3/4. July is 397 down 4. December 410 and a half down 4 1/4. March soybeans 977 down 14 3/4. May 982 3/4 down 14 3/4. July 988 3/4 down 14 1/4. And November beans are 962 1/4, and they are down 13. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.